Heart thumping in my throat, I snagged my dress from where it lay on the floor and shoved it over my head, letting out a little yowl when the hook caught my hair and tugged. I held my breath as I heard a little thud from the neighboring bedroom. "Please, you sexy beast, you, go back to sleep," I willed him mentally. When it stayed quiet, I figured I was in the clear and went on the hunt for my shoes. Okay, so we walked in the door, I had admired the apartment, I went to get some water and I slipped off my shoes. On tiptoe now, I sprinted to the sink and found my strappy sandals, then slid them on. Beside the sink, I spied a little notepad and pen hanging from the fridge, and I chewed the inside of my cheek, willing myself not to reach for the pen to leave my name and number. He probably would never use it. And even if he did, I thought again of that spark between us, the rush of animal need I'd felt from the first moment I'd spotted him looking at me from across the bar. He had a look in his eye that made me, probably made every girl, feel like I was the most important, luckiest woman to have been selected by him. And when he spoke, his deep, mellow voice felt like chocolate sliding over me, sweet and satisfying. A guy like him, he wasn't looking for repeat visitors. In fact, he was nothing but a quick ride to Hurtsville, party of one. Which was perfect, because after everything I'd seen of guys, I wasn't on the lookout for more than a one-nighter anyway. I just needed the reminder, was all. I backed away from the fridge and bumped into the island, only to find my purse directly behind me. "Gotcha," I hissed, then fished through my tiny bag's contents until I found my phone and ordered a car. 5 minutes until it got here. I glanced at the bedroom door again, wondering if it was rude not to say goodbye. After everything we'd done together last night, Lord only knew the kindest thing would be to let him sleep. Surely by the time noon came, I'd have forgotten all about him anyway. Besides, it wasn't like I'd ever see him again.
Chapter 1. Mason.
"What the actual fuck, Mason?"
I groaned as Trent's voice echoed through my foyer, then lay back on the couch and tried to pretend like if I didn't look at him, he wouldn't be able to see me, which, of course, was bullshit. But I was fresh out of ideas.
"What day is it, motherfucker?"
Trent's voice was louder now, closer, and despite my better judgment, I cracked an eyelid open to find him standing over me, his normally dark expression even darker than usual.
"Leave me alone," I croaked.
"Nope."
He shoved my feet off the end of the sofa to take a seat on the buttery white leather.
"It's Sunday, and you want to know what happened? I was just fucking humiliated out there."
"Shit, sorry about that." I turned, pulling my feet up onto the ottoman, then yanked my blanket a little closer to my chin.
"You are not," Trent muttered. "You know Sunday is rugby in the park. How the hell are we supposed to win a game without our star player? Today was medical versus surgical, you piece of shit. You think the surgeons are going to let us live this down? Ever?"
I winced, knowing he was right. Fucking surgeons, cocky pricks. Fact was, they shouldn't even have been playing rugby, considering how precious they were about their delicate hands. But that didn't seem to stop them.
"Look," I said, feeling slightly bad for the first time since he'd basically broken into my place. "I'm kind of going through something right now. It's an emergency, and
not being able to find the contact info for your one-night stand does not constitute an emergency, no matter how many times you try to frame it that way, Mason.
One man's burden is another man's gift. Tomato, tomato. No crying over spilled milk."
I ran out of bad, inapplicable sayings and straightened up on the couch. Trent snagged the remote from my hand and muted the episode of Treehouse Masters I'd been watching.
"Still no luck, huh?" Trent asked, a little less harshly this time, though still not by much.
"Nope," I muttered, pinching the bridge of my nose. "I checked every dating site I could think of. She wasn't on any of them."